Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is My Strength and Defense. We'll return after a brief message from our sponsors.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
My Strength and Defense, written and read by Emma Dancy. Isaiah 12, verse 2 says, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord Himself, is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Surely God is my salvation." It is great to be reminded that we have salvation through Jesus. In Isaiah 12, the promised Messiah Jesus had not yet come to earth. However, the people of God believed him at his word. The Lord used many prophets to speak truth into hard situations and to share about the coming Savior. Isaiah was one of these prophets. In Isaiah 12, Isaiah writes a song of praise after Isaiah 11 just shares about the coming Messiah. The Israelites were well aware that they were sinful and rebellious. This start to Isaiah 12, verse 2, "Surely," is a confidence that the promised Messiah would be coming, and their faith in the Lord, who had a redemption plan to cover their sins once and for all. I will trust and not be afraid. The Israelites were a fearful people. Many of them wanted to go back to slavery in Egypt. In the difficulty of escape, many of them did not trust in God and took matters into their own hands. And many of them lived out of fear and not faith in the Lord. In this time, Isaiah is reminding the people of their anchor in the Lord. Isaiah encourages us still today to place our trust in the Lord because He is our peace. And we do not have to be afraid when we are resting in Him. Our momentary trials and hardships might be extremely painful and difficult, but we can get through knowing that the Lord is with us and we have eternal security in heaven because of Jesus. We can each declare this in our own lives today. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord Himself is my strength and my defense. When "Lord" is mentioned in all caps, it is referring to the proper name of God, Yahweh. We as believers agree with Isaiah's statement that God, our God Himself, is our strength and our defense. He helps us to move forward, but also protects us from the attacks of the enemy. He is the perfect sacrifice from eternal separation from the Lord. When we undergo spiritual attacks from the enemy, His Spirit within us strengthens and empowers us to stand firm, not in our own strength, but in leaning on God's. In what ways do you need to be reminded that God is your strength and your defense? He is fighting for you, and He is guarding you. I love how we know that it is the Lord who holds the victory, and we are His beloved children. Even when the war seems to tarry, our Savior reminds us of His everlasting presence and His power in the midst of the battle. We can have eternal mindsets with the help of His Spirit. He has become my salvation. More valuable than a temporary victory is the fact that when we place our faith in Jesus, he has become our salvation. This is eternal security. This is forever hope and confidence of life with him in heaven. I love how Isaiah begins and ends this verse with this truth. He is reminding us twice that our story, our lives begin and end with God. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Intersecting faith and life. Is Jesus your salvation? If you have never accepted this gift through his death and resurrection, ask him into your heart today. When he is our salvation, we have full victory in Christ. In what ways has it been difficult for you to trust God right now? How can this verse remind you not to be afraid and to fully rely on him? How has the Lord been a strength and a defense on your behalf in the past? How does this give you encouragement that he is fighting for you now and in the future? Further reading, Exodus 15, verse 2, Psalm 59, 16, Revelation 22, verse 13.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.